Welcome to Legislative Report, and joining us on the program today is Lancaster County Representative Steve Menser, who represents the 97th Legislative District. And Representative Menser, the State House recently approved a constitutional carry measure, Senate Bill 565. Can you explain a little bit about that bill and how you voted on it?
Yeah, sure, Greg. Listen, House Bill 565 would have eliminated the concealed carry permit. And basically now, when somebody wants to conceal a weapon, they need to go to the courthouse and have the sheriff apply for a concealed carry permit. And then the sheriff does a little bit of a background check, and then we'll issue the concealed carry permit unless there's some extenuating circumstances that would make it unsafe to issue that permit to an individual. And this was not a popular bill. It is not popular among Democrats or Republicans, and was opposed by the Chief of Police Association and the District Attorneys Association. And so I voted against that bill. It also was opposed by the majority of my constituents, whether they be Republican or Democrat. But despite that, the bill did pass. It will be vetoed by the governor. And so that's a little bit about 565.
You're also a member of the House Aging and Older Adults Committee, and they recently approved legislation. It is Senate Bill 729, and that legislation will have an impact on certified nurse aides in the Commonwealth. Can you talk to us a little bit about this measure?
Certified nurse aides are a very, very important part of taking care of our elderly population. And so we need to make sure that these certified nurse aides were qualified. And so the bill is directed at trying to make sure that we can provide safe care for our elderly.
Representative Steve Menser, thank you for being with us on today's Legislative Report.